Here's Why This One is Hard by Liz.
I've been implying this in my Here's Why This One is Hard responses, but now I'm just going to come right out with it. There aren't that many good men around. Statistics prove it, articles and books have been written to verify it, and women would be happy to testify under oath about it. And here's another one. There are more good women out there than good men. I bet you've heard or said that one before. Oh, wait. There's this one as well. A lot of men want to date much younger women. So as you get older, there are even fewer men that want to date you. So let's have Greg come over to our house with a little pocket calculator and tell us how, given the pure math of it, we're all going to end up with great men who love us and whom we love back, where there's a passionate mutual attraction who also treat us like queens. Exactly. It can happen. So yes, it seems logical, reasonable, and downright savvy for all the fantastic, smart, healthy, funny, kind women out there to start thinking about lowering their expectations. Because I don't know about you, but I hate being single. I hate going to parties alone. I hate sleeping alone. I hate waking up alone. I hate knowing that every single boring errand I have to do, I'm going to do alone. I hate not having sex. I hate cooking for one and shopping for one. I hate going to weddings. I hate people asking me why I'm still single. I hate people not asking me why I'm still single. I hate my birthday because I'm still single. I hate having to think about possibly becoming a single mother because I'm single. Have I made myself clear? Obviously, I don't think people should go out with someone who is abusive to them. But there are subtle degrees of abuse. There are many shades of Mr. Wrong. And these guys that we're talking about, they're not just assholes. They can be nice sometimes, too. And there are many days when I personally think it's better to be with someone your friends might hate but will help you carry in the groceries than be alone. So I said it. This one is very hard for me. It's so hard for me that I think Greg has to take over. It's too difficult. I am deeply pragmatic, so given the sheer statistics, I don't have a clue on what to say. I know we have to love ourselves and think we deserve happiness and be optimistic. I also think it sucks to be single. Greg, are you really telling us that we should just stay single and picky and not settle, and thus not settle down, until we have met the person we think is the one? It's really lonely out there. You take this one. I don't have a clue.